Blog Talk Radio.
Answer. What these bitches want from us? What? What they want on the feet? What? While Shonda was promoted, what? Sunny out this smoke. Come on. BCB the host. Rounder Meech gun tote. Neat. Crack. Nicky got the cleaver. About two things. Queen B and Diva. All y'all daily. But yet and still. Now y'all on some big shit. Like that dude from True Hill. But yet and still. I'ma still play your record. 8 seasons. About to be 10. Give me a second.
All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
The Stage Radio.
Now with the hottest party mix.
Let's get this party started.
Drop the beat.
They can't play that.
Can't even front, need the back end. Drive too hard, had the back end. Back hands to the ones like that. Back to the rap, cause I really ain't snapping. Back to the bone, got backbone. Back to the bag, ain't take long. At this rate, I don't even take long. It's just straight, can't even break on. And that's gone. Give me all that and I'm done. Give me all that slice of cake and that crumb. Give me all of me and mine plus some. Give me that beat and mic, that's done. Charge it up, need all the credit, now run it up. We track the meals to sum it up. But been the deals to the commissar. Now we coming up like streets been hoping, so I feed them. Haters gon' hate, on see them. Get back, watch me count it up. Count it on, bless it, don't need them. Dirty like Sprite, had to clean them. Circle too tight, had to leave them. Get back, watch me count. Count it all, count it on, bless, don't need them. Give back, right, watch me. Mad at the count, right. Give back, right, watch me. Mad at the count, right. Give back, give back, watch me. Mad at the count, right. Give back, give back, watch me.
We ain't getting money like a bank, son. Trust me, got a bank low.
Yo.
In a minute, not the bank to the bank close. R.I.P. the bank roll. Nipsey and Dobie. Now I wrestle 1 hour over to get no sleep. They killing rappers every day, man, it's no peace. And you wonder why I walk around with cold feet. Cause you don't know when that second will you to go deep. Yeah, it's a hill mirror. Yeah. Somebody tell Mary. They have a son, watch over me when I feel weary. I know, thou shouldn't I feel, but time's still scary. Cause tomorrow ain't promised nor today either. That's why I got nothing to say before I say Jesus. You better get on the team before they see us. I ain't about to be another atheist. Hated like Esau when I face the music. I refuse to go out like your boy Judas. Scared to tell the truth like the rest of you. Lie, you betray my father just for the revenue or something you should never do. Stomach so forever who? When I got a mention in heaven just for a level two, you can kiss him. You and the devil too, forgive me, Lord. I'm on one, plus one a level two. That's the anger added up. But to hear I had enough. Whoever loves his money so much never has enough. And hey, you can have it, bro.
Haters gon' hate, I don't see them. Get back, watch me count it up. Count it on, bless, don't need them. Dirty like Sprite, had to clean them. Circle too tight, had to leave them. Get back, watch me count it up. Count it on, bless, don't need them.
Give back, right, watch me. Give back, right, watch me. Back to the back, right. Give back, watch me. Whoa, yeah.
Counting on blessings ain't stressing. We do not do second guessing. Nah, we are not fooled by impressions.
Nope,
we not amused by your questions.
Uh-uh,
I'm just confused by your methods.
What?
You think them views get you presents? I think that you just be flexing. Not in the mood for the extra. Nah. Best to get used to this pressure. Hold up, wait. Cold,
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
Bank deposits,
yeah,
steady profit.
Hold up.
Wait.
Wait.
On my phone like Dre. I ain't locked up, nigga, no way. I'm a pop star on my way. Streets been hungry, so I feed them. Haters gon' hate, I don't see them. Get back, watch me count it up. Count it on blessings, I don't need them. Dirty like Frank, had to clean them. Circle too tight, had to leave them. Get back, watch me count it up. Count it on blessings, I don't need them. Get back, wait. Watch me. Get back, wait. Watch me, back to the back, get back, watch me,
yeah.
Get back, watch me, yeah.
Get
back, watch me, count it up, count it on,
bust
it on,
get back,
watch me,
get back, watch me, count it up, count it on, bust it on, yeah.
Hey, Diva's here. It sounds kind of muffled. Do I sound muffled to y'all?
No.
No, I sound muffled.
Now you sound better.
Okay, cool. How about Diva? How was your day?
My day was cool. How was your guys' day?
Your guys' day.
Right. I combed my hair today.
Let me tell them how she combed her hair today.
I feel accomplished.
I don't know who Mickey think can hear her.
I can hear myself.
My day was pretty
that
good. My partner's pulled up from out of town.
Oh,
yeah.
Shout
a good
out to them.
One, huh? Yeah, shout out to them. Doing whatever they does. You know what the hell. Nikki, how was your day?
It was cool. As I said, I sat there and actually combed out my hair. That's an accomplishment because I don't really get to sit down and just do that. I'm a slick and go type of person. So, wash day is a process. Today was detangling and combing and twisting. And then, you know, continue.
Y'all know how it goes. It's Tuesday. We give y'all a good topic. We get something to talk about. You know we still talking about what happened this weekend because so much happened this weekend. We're going to see what Diva got to talk about, or if she got a good topic for us. We're going to play this No More Lies by Diva. Got to get herself together. Everybody get themselves together. We're going to come back, see what she got for us. Talk some more shit about the weekend. It's the stage. It is Tuesday.
And it is.
Let go.
Thank you.
Shout out to the Stage Radio Award nominee, two-time the Stage Radio Award nominee, Diva. Doing her thing. Doing her thing in the street, two-time. What you got to talk to us about?
Tonight, I want to talk about minding the business that pays you.
Uh-oh. Mind your fucking business.
Right.
Mind your business. Who pays you? Okay.
Right.
Let's talk about it. What you got for us?
Okay. Why is it so hard for people to mind their business? We're
know.
Asking, what do you mean, Diva? I'm glad you asked. So here we go. It'd be so much going around about different situations that nobody was there for. But you got 15 stories because people can't mind their business. Sister so-and-so fell out at the store. Oh, I heard Sister so-and-so was on drugs. Oh, I heard Sister so-and-so hadn't eaten in 2 weeks. Oh, no, they just said Sister so-and-so ain't had no water. She was hot. Well, if y'all mind y'all business because y'all weren't at the store or in Sister so-and-so's house, it wouldn't be 15 stories going around.
And
why
all
so
Sister
hard?
So-and-so had was vertigo.
Right. Sister so-and-so's sugar was low.
Right.
Come on now, why is it so hard for y'all to mind y'all business? If it don't pertain to you, stay out people's business. But then when it's your business and somebody getting your business the same way you and somebody else's business, you got the nerve to be mad.
Mind your business. Yo, it's not hard. Yo, it's cheaper. It's free to mind your business.
Right.
It is.
It's expensive when you don't.
Whew. When you don't, because then certain situations happen to certain people, because you going back telling what you heard, not what you know to be true. Not what you know to be true.
You know how many people? You know how many people is in the dirt, dead right now for not minding their business?
For not minding their business. For not minding the business that pays them. It's people in the dirt, it's people behind bars, it's people in the hospital, it's people in the same asylum, it's people ostracized and can't go back home to their families because these motherfuckers won't mind in the business that pays them. I don't get it. It's not that
mind
hard to
mind
your business.
It's not as hard as people think.
That's a
we
fact. It's not as hard as people think.
It's not. We're just talking about this.
We was. And I seen a perfect example of it today. Like, I was scrolling Facebook, minding my business. I'm just scrolling, you know. And I see somebody on there talking about something, and somebody else comment something that had nothing to do with somebody else was talking about because they heard a different version of what the actual person that was there is saying. So if you would have minded your business, honey, you wouldn't have got cussed out on the post because the actual person that was there is telling you what was going on, is saying what happened because they were there nonetheless. But you got somebody that said, cousin such and such told me that this is what happened. Girl, if you don't shut up, how stupid do you sound? Cousin such and such won't dare. They heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else who heard it from Pookie.
Goddamn Pookie.
Mind
your business. It's not that
your
hard.
I'm sorry. What did your post say, Nikki?
My post essentially said the same thing we're talking about. I said one thing about y'all Facebookers. Y'all jump in somebody's comments quick. But nobody talking to you, Cletus. Practice the art of M-Y-O-B. Mind your own business. Yours.
Mind your own business.
Like, it's so easy. Like you said, you were scrolling. I was scrolling. I see a couple of posts daily that I definitely can jump on. And it could go either way. It could be a high five. Mm-hmm. It could be a why you lying. It could be a ill. I mean, you know. But I just mind my business.
Mind the business that pays you. Now, I ain't gonna front. When it comes to the stage radio, I am nosy, especially when somebody is messing with one of our own. But if it ain't got,
but that's your business. But
that's
not
business.
You not minding your business.
That's
your
business. My
business.
If I see someone,
so when
that
people, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If I see something that has the stage radio on it or one of our members on it, oh, I'm all in it because then, therefore, we're a family. That's my business. But if it has nothing to do with me and I don't know these people, I'm not going to interject my two cents. We find ourselves doing that a lot with the stars. Somebody could put up something about one of these stars, and everybody has an opinion about their lives. Mind your business. They're human just like we are.
What's crazy is they had, when Offset and Cardi B was going through this shit, yo, the comments was crazy. And half these motherfuckers don't got relationships. Half these people are whores. Half these people are dirtbags, so they can't get nobody. But you all in their business. Mind your fucking business.
And half of these people stay with these niggas that cheat, and they nigga don't even come back and buy them no gifts, don't do nothing for them. You just with a nigga that's cheating on you. He out every night with a different girl, and you hoping he changed, and you got the nerve to be wanting to talk about Cardi B. Let Cardi live her life. She's pregnant again. They're happy somewhere.
Somewhere. Exactly.
Somewhere. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Mind your business. Mind the business that pay you is what she said. We're going to get into the 200s. Come back. Shout out to Prada Louie, the stage radio nominee.
I see you, Gretch.
We'll be back. Gretch, what's good? We'll be back. I know she about to talk some shit.
I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up.
Feeling like Randy, oh yeah, I'm a savage. Total little bitch and I'm far from the average. 40 on hip and I'm with all the action. Better watch how you talk, cause the shit might get dragged. Fresh in the bitch when I step in the place. Every dollar in my pocket, got a blue face. Niggas cuffin' they hoes, they know it ain't safe. Hatin' ass nigga need to get out of the way. Sunny outside, out of the roof on the coupe. Ballin' like Paul Pierce, free juice or truth. Ain't going inside, can't get in my tool. Watch how you push me, your youngers might shoot. All about money, ain't waste no time. Pussy ass niggas, they hate when you shine. Lame ass niggas, all right, worry about mine. Better reach in this pocket, won't find you a dime. Everything I do it amazing. Grind from an 8 to a 4 to a baby. Thought I was broke, nigga, you crazy. Nigga just mad I was fucking this lady. Everybody city, they know I'm a hustler. Everybody city, they know you a customer. Pull out my pockets, ain't nothing blue hundreds. Reach in my pocket, ain't nothing blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue
hundreds. Hey, I ain't worried about laws, I ain't studying your rules. I do what I choose with a pocket for the blues. Move to the west, hit the smoke on the vest. Got my haters looking stressed every time I flex. Gas and I'm smoking, got me higher than earth. Blues everywhere like like I'm surrounded by smurfs. Might pull me a phone, pop me a purse, slide in a pussy, go real berserk. Your local ass rapper put a respect on my name, drop the blues with the clues and whip up your fame. Cash that I'm getting all came from the cane, got it wrecking your brain cause you can't maintain. Smell like money, let me pop my shit. Step on the scene, better hide your bitch. Like the Bel Air bottle, I'll pop your lid. Ready to be side, you already know shit the bitch. Got what you need, just place your order. Gotta get this money, even hella hot water. Dealing with amigos, pull across the border. Playing with my money, come kidnap your daughter. Hey, I just want a ball like Lonzo. I just want the cheese, no nachos. In a track, cooking chicken like it's Roscoe's. I can show you about a bowl like Costco's.
I'm counting up blue hundreds. 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 I'm counting up blue hundreds.
This is our 897th episode.
What up with it? What's going on, Black people?
What up, Greg?
This is our 897th episode, man. Salute to the
Well, call me back when it comes to 9. Call me back when it comes to 9, because I'm sick of y'all about nerves.
Call me back when it comes to 9. Talk to your topic with Gretch. Tell her about your topic, Eva.
My topic is, why is it so hard for people to mind the business that pays them? Mind your own business.
I'm trying to figure it out, too. I don't know. I can't even. Is that a report?
Did you not see my post today? Like, for instance,
everybody put up a post today.
My whole thing is, okay, on average, my normal size is motherfucking 130 pounds, 5'5" motherfucking inches, and motherfucking in shape. Okay? So, when I blew the fuck up and I got fat, everybody was used to me being that size that didn't know me. They knew me being that size.
Fat?
Okay. So, I get phone calls, like, basically, motherfuckers acting like I'm motherfucking smoking crack or something. Like, what the fuck, you all right? You good? Like, why? Because I'm skinny? Yeah, nigga, I got a job. I work fucking 3 hours a fucking week in a fucking hot-ass warehouse walking 50 miles a fucking day. So I'm in shape. Right. So I'm in shape. So they should have minded the business that paid them. Like, you get what I'm saying? All of a sudden now, because I'm skinny again. Huh?
You were fat?
Yeah, I used to be. Yeah, my highest weight, I used to be 224 pounds.
Oh, that's not fat, honey.
Motherfuckers got used to seeing me at that 224 and at 190 and at 180. So as soon as I drop back down to motherfucking 160, it's a problem. I got to be on drugs. Motherfuckers calling me, questioning me as if I'm fucking doing drugs because I'm in shape. I'm sorry. I like myself. And I'm doing good over here. Mind your business. So all of a sudden, I got to be smoking crack. I'm popping pills because I lost weight. Like, the fuck? Right, exactly. Like, the fuck? This is my normal size.
That shit puzzles me because it'd be the funniest thing to me, stuff about myself. Like, everybody knows I had a situation that happened a couple months ago. Only the people real close to me actually know what happened. You feel what I'm saying? But the stories that I have heard about my situation and what supposedly happened to me are some of the funniest stories now that the situation is over are some of the funniest stories I've ever heard in my life because, honey, it's crazy when it's only like two people in the house. And the situation happens with two or three people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
100 people are coming at you with a story. Well, where was y'all 100
right.
people when the situation was going on?
Exactly.
Now, here I am with it. Let's flip the coin, because there's always two sides to the coin. I'm with it. Mind your fucking business. But it's always two sides, and it's mind your fucking business. When you publicize your business.
When you put it out.
When you publicize, you can't get mad because somebody in your business. You put it out there. You can't get mad.
Fact.
You publicize
first of
your
all,
business.
Neither one of
you
us,
told all your
first
fucking
of all,
business
neither one
world.
Of us. Neither one of us put out there that I had a house full of niggas and niggas was in and out my house. But from what I
okay,
heard,
so what is going on? Like, what did I walk into? So now I'm confused because I feel like it's directed towards a certain situation. Did I walk into something that was already being talked about?
It's not directed towards a certain situation.
It was multiple situations.
It's multiple situations that
about
people
minding
don't
my business.
Oh,
so you gotta know. So somebody was in your business, but you publicized.
Nah, okay. When that stuff first happened between me and Beans back a couple months ago.
Okay, so yeah, ma'am, there you go. I don't even hear that else. You said it. I didn't even know what the fuck was going on as soon as you said you and Beans.
We were back and forth on Facebook, but that's not where my topic came from, though. My topic came from some shit I seen today. That had nothing to do with me, so I minded my business and was trying to understand why it's so hard for other people to mind their business. But it just so happens that in my situation, it was so many stories that people went back to him telling him I had people in my house, I was fucking that person, I was fucking this person, that I was meeting people at other people's house, and none of that ever happened. But the fact that people can't mind their damn business, regardless to whether we publicized it or not, that does not give anybody the right to go back and say, oh, well, let me tell you this since motherfuckers is telling you shit.
It don't give nobody the wrong either.
Right. And don't give nobody the wrong either. You publicize your business.
Right.
You can't publicize your business.
I'm with that.
And think people not going to get in your business.
Yeah, but that's different than what I'm talking about, though.
It's not different. It's nothing different about it. It's the same thing. No, my whole thing is, just because I'm on one today, I'm going to be completely real with you, D, but I don't know nothing about you other than this radio station that I dealt with. I never came across you. If I did, my bad, that I don't remember, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, but I only know about you based off of because what you post. You post
that's
a lot
right.
of your fucking business, so that's why everybody's in your business. And then you mad, and then you say whatever, and then you in everybody else's business, too. To be completely honest.
What business I'm in?
You in? You always in somebody's business. You on everybody's post. Like, when you comment, as soon as you make a comment on somebody's post, you're therefore in their business. You could just scroll by and not say nothing.
I ain't in nobody's business, though. I ain't in nobody's business because I could care less about their business. So, I ain't in nobody's
business. That's what I'm saying. That's when you just scroll by and don't say nothing. But once you take the time, this is my opinion. Once you take the time to comment on somebody's post, you're therefore in their business. Like, you can see it and still be in a business without stating it. But once you take the time to actually type some words on somebody's shit, then now, therefore, you're in their business. Now the world sees it. Once you type the shit that everybody sees.
I don't totally agree with that. Because, like, if somebody put up a post and they put up a post asking for prayer or something and I say I'm praying, that's not me being in their business. That's just saying I'm praying. So I don't totally agree with that.
They not even your friend. Stop playing. Stop. Don't even pray. You get what I'm saying?
No,
to me,
I only say that to people who I consider my friends. So,
well, they're not your friend. They're not your friend. Do you talk to them? Do they pull up to your house and bring you shit? Do you see their kids? Do they whatever? No, you don't. It's people that's just random motherfuckers that we see online.
I can't say that to random
people. You do
people.
Say that to random people. You on everybody's phone.
Who I said that was random? First of all, I'm not on everybody's
phone.
We're going to go into this
wine and go down. We're going to come back. Talk some more shit. We got the Grapes in the building. Diva Topic, my boo baby. We'll be back. Smiley, don't get gassed.
Man, why the fuck are you even playing this bitch song? Let's talk about this dumbass hoe too.
Shout out to Kazani. Bro, you called me today, Kazani, and I tried to call you back. I don't know what the hell happened. But hit me when you can. Shout out to Kazani doing whatever it is blind folks does. Shout out to my guy.
Alright, you do what?
I don't know what blind people do.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the hell they do. We back! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whole lot went on. I need somebody that was on that party bus to call me, man, because I need to discuss it. I heard some funny shit. Went down. And I need somebody on that party bus to call me, man, Y'all listening, y'all was on that party bus. Hit me, man, 646-787-8054. I need to talk about it. Because, you know, you got to mind your business. So if somebody else bring it up,
you're so crazy. You're so crazy.
Did we get talking about? Yes, sir.
How they say, if you mind your fucking business, then your life will be spared.
Yeah. But like I said, it is two sides of the coin. You mind your fucking business, but you can't be mad when you put your business in the street.
I get that point with somebody talking about what you post publicly. I get that. But if something is not a public matter, and there are like 15 different, right? If there's like 18, 15 stories to what happened, and nobody was there, you're minding the business that don't concern you, and then we get these people that be minding other people because minding other people's business, and then when they call you to testify about some shit, all of a sudden you get scared and don't want to testify because it all of a sudden now it's not your business. While you was running your mouth, it should have been not your business then too. Or you dry snitched on somebody. That's how snitching takes place. You dry snitching on somebody, and then now your name does. You don't want your name on paperwork because you ain't mean to say nothing. Well, you wasn't minding your business. How you ain't mean to say nothing?
You know when motherfucker about to tell you some shit that got nothing to do with them? When they say, "Yo, between me and you, you know what's on and popping. You know
that's
what's going
fact.
Down." When you hear that, yo, don't say nothing, but. You know what's going down.
That's a fact. Or I gotta tell you something, man. You can't tell nobody else.
Oh yeah, it's going down. You about to tell some shit that don't have nothing to do with you. Because if it did, you would not be saying keep it to yourself.
That's a fact. Or this is the biggest one I hate. Ooh, such and such was talking to you, and I want to tell you what they said, but you can't go back and say nothing. First of all, don't come tell me nothing about me that I can't go straighten with the person that told you.
Well, I heard you say, don't
That's
tell me you, who said, who told you that?
Right.
Oh, I ain't going to say nothing, but I just heard you say, what?
Right. When you start hearing,
like that.
Be prepared for me to go to that person and say, hey, and I'm going to let you know first, well, I'm finna go tell them. And when you tell me no, I know you want some messy shit. You was in somebody's business that didn't have nothing to do with you and you wasn't minding your own business.
Mm-hmm. Where did Gwen go?
I'm here. Don't worry about it. I'm here. Don't worry about it. This is flat. Oh, what you doing, babe? Where was your phone at? What happened? What I missed? I'm fine. So how do you feel about people who tell you shit that don't say nothing, but what was the other one? I got something to tell you, but you can't say it, but you can't tell nobody else.
Yeah, do you feel these people are not? They're about to tell you somebody else's business.
Well, first and foremost, the person that said that is the number one. That's the problem of the conversation. You get what I'm saying? They have a fucking ulterior motive.
Facts.
Like they getting off by even. Telling you that. You get what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? What's your point? Like, what the fuck? You got something to tell me, but you didn't tell me, so what was your purpose of telling me anything, bitch? You didn't even have to fucking tell me nothing. Like, you didn't even have to say what the fuck you said. So then it's a problem there, A. And then at the same time, some of your friends, like, I start to use the word friends fucking loosely, because you could be friends with somebody for fucking 10 years and they do that stupid ass shit that we're talking about. That's not your friend, because at the end of the day, you're supposed to be like, let me tell you what the fuck happened and tell me what the fuck happened. Don't goddamn tell me, oh, you want to guess? Nah, bitch, I ain't got time to play no guessing games. Bitch, we can goddamn play Twister. Like, what you want to do? You want to have a game night? Don't do that. I don't like it. That's not your friend. The one that even said that they was about to tell you some shit, they ain't even tell you nothing. Fuck them. Fuck everybody else. And everybody always going to have something to say. Like, it's stupid. If you're going to be opinionated, be opinionated and speak your piece. Don't motherfucking not say
that,
shit
ooh.
And hide behind some fucking curtain.
Right. That, I want to tell you so bad, but I can't. And shut the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah, shut up. Because now I want to beat you up. Now we
right.
got smoke.
Or,
now I want to fight you.
Or that's their favorite one. But you can't tell them I told you. What do you mean? I'm going straight to them and
right.
ask them, especially if it's about me.
And you know what? The crazy part about it is y'all know I'm so real. And I don't even have to drop my own fucking business out here. I just found out today that my baby daddy is supposedly expecting a fucking baby. And this nigga fucking damn near 50 fucking years old. He didn't tell me. You get what I'm saying? The bitch that I was talking to on the phone that told me, excuse me, she's not a bitch. That's my baby. I love my sister. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, she didn't know that I didn't know. I told her. But at the end of the fucking day, you didn't know, sis? No, I didn't know. Everybody knew. Like, all my fucking friends knew. I was in fucking tears, and I don't even fuck with this nigga. You get what I'm saying? Like, we not fucking. He ain't my nigga, no nothing, but I felt like we was friends enough. And you my baby daddy enough like that we got a good relationship that I felt like I could have heard it from you type of shit. So my feelings was hurt.
Right.
I was crying. I was real live in tears. But at the end of the day, motherfuckers like to see you fucking drown. Like, I don't even know. Like, at this point, like, were you my friend after the fact? The ones that didn't tell me? The one that did tell me, I realized that she was my friend because she felt like I knew. You get what I'm saying? I don't even talk to her on an everyday basis. We was talking on some humbug shit. She was just on a random fucking rant about a conversation, and she was like, oh, shit. So then she see me fucking crying and with a straight face, oh, shit, I ain't know you ain't know. So then when I called my actual friends that are supposed to be my friends, like, so y'all knew? And I asked them why they didn't tell me. Oh, well, I thought you knew. How the fuck y'all, you get what I'm saying? You get where I'm going with this?
Right.
Not your friend. Fuck these hoes. Fuck these niggas.
This
fuck these hoes.
To me.
Period.
This is news.
We got a baby on the way, guys.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Wow. So everybody running their mouth.
Finding out, too.
Yes, Lord.
And you already know. I come with some real shit. You get what I'm saying? You know, I like to make, anytime I'm on the air, I like to make my life relatable as fuck because I like to let motherfuckers know this shit is fucking real. Like, at the end of the day, Grace is going to be fucking real as fuck. This shit is real. I drop names. I ain't about to say, oh, no, but you know who. Nah, but I ain't going to tell y'all who. Nah, I'm going to tell y'all the fuck who. My baby daddy, Deidre Deeske, got a motherfucking baby on the way that don't even know. He don't even know if it's her. So I don't know if I'm more hurt by the fact that he got a baby on the way or he don't know if it's
he
his.
Know if it's
so
her?
He out here fucking aside. Like, which one is worse? Get the fuck off my line.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
People need to mind their business. See how money. See, all she had to do was mind her business. And Gretch wasn't in here on fire right now. I'm telling you, we be back after this, man. For real, yo, this shit crazy.
You need to shut your ass up.
You don't shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You know that shit gon' get you tough.
Shut your ass up.
Man, we don't give a fuck.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
Ready your mouth or get your jump. Spells my perfect antidote.
Shut your ass up.
Then you know it's smoke. Gator mouth, that's an open hoe. The foster gone, but I am the topic tune. I don't talk to hookers, they be chatting with the sloppy tongue. Say I heard but I don't really rock with them. Talk so small, so period. Keep my ears closed, I ain't hearing it. They loving your business and sharing it. But who be running their mouth the most is niggas with the wig on. Be talking like they did.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You know we don't give a fuck.
Shut your ass up.
That shit gon' get you tough.
You need to shut your ass up.
You don't shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You know that shit gon' get you tough.
Shut your ass up.
Man, we don't give a fuck.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
These niggas be acting like bitches. These bitches be acting like niggas. These niggas. And I cannot fuck with these bitches be fucking these niggas and fuckin' for free. Got these niggas in Felix, I fuck on that bitch, but they didn't care when they did it to me. Little bitch got mad cause a bitch bought red coat, yeah. Fuck that, she bought it from me. Little nigga ain't made no money since his last plus, said that he fucked up the back. Little bitch ain't made no money since back red coats and your pussy was whack. Started fucking with lanes and skipping the game, man, that's a shame. Do the crime on myself, cause they pourin' and fakin' gon' miss your name.
Shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You know we don't give a fuck.
Shut your ass up.
That shit gon' get you tough.
You need to shut your ass up.
You don't shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You know that shit gon' get you tough.
Shut your ass up.
Man, we don't give a fuck.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
You need to shut your ass up.
This the stage. No, we don't. This the stage. People need to stop running your mouth because you don't know whose business you're telling. Now this woman is sitting here pissed the fuck off because some business she was not told. Damn, Ski, you could have told Beastie, but I ain't no evil. But now she pissed off because somebody didn't shut their ass up. I don't give a
period.
Fuck who you is.
Ain't mind their business.
Shut your ass up. Now she pissed off because of some shit her baby daddy didn't tell her. Let him tell his own business. Eventually he got to tell her. He got to tell her.
That's a fact.
He got to tell her. He ain't got no fucking choice. So eventually he got to tell her. Shut your ass up. People need to mind their fucking business. So.
Mind their motherfucking business. Exactly.
Mind
that's
your
crazy.
Business.
Wow.
Wow. Like, had me in tears. Like, and BC, you already know how I am. How I'm coming behind Ski. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck what nigga I fuck with, no nothing. They gonna automatically know me and my baby daddy not fucking, but ain't nobody about to come behind him. Like, you get what I'm saying? Just like, he not about to let nobody rock behind me and mine at the end of the fucking day. But why the fuck you couldn't tell me this? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, we not doing that. We ain't in my top of time. So now I feel some type of motherfucking way. You out here, you old as fuck. Your youngest biological, your oldest biological child is motherfucking 15 years old. Jalen 13, but you out here with a whole fucking bitch pregnant. What? Who does it?
Wow, hold on, y'all.
See? Shut the fuck up. Oh man,
they
would, and you would have known
out here.
If somebody would have shut their ass up until that man told you. Then you could have been on the phone with him crying, boo-hooing, or whatever y'all go through. That's crazy, yo. People need to mind their fucking business. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, what it is, more of the story.
And you and
is,
I know what's going on.
Of topic
so
is
I know why I hurt your feelings.
Business.
That shit is crazy, yo. Wow. But I'm trying to mind my business, so I need somebody to call in with the business that was on that bus, because that party bus had some shit going down. Then I need to talk about it.
Well, shit, I'm still looking for me and CJ. I'm still looking for me and CJ church woman. Like, we need a church girl still at this point. Like, look, I want to be in love with one of them.
Not the gay church lady.
Dirty.
Yep, I want one. Where she at?
Where they at?
Anyway, so yeah, that's the story of my life.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of shit went on, man. Again, happy birthday to the boy Payway. Happy birthday to boy John.
Right. Happy Sour 16.
And happy birthday to the boy Mozzie. Yeah, Sour 16. Payway John and Mozzie. Happy birthday again to y'all, man. For real, for real. Doing whatever it is y'all do. Whatever it is y'all got going on. Y'all do. Yo,
we're
we gonna get into
we're
this
diva.
Messy mug.
We're diva.
Cause this shit messy.
Where my baby diva at? Where she at?
I'm right here.
Diva
right
running
here.
Around doing diva things.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over, but I was just telling you that's the true definition of motherfucking people needing to mind their fucking business because they don't even know what the fuck they be speaking on. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I said. Dang, that's fucked up. Like, dang. I think I probably would have cursed that person out like, motherfucker, you see in my face, I ain't know. Like.
Yeah.
That shit
and
is
the
fucking
fact
crazy.
That they
my
told
feelings would have been hurt.
The fact that they came
right.
off, they knew she ain't know.
They
the fact that it came
off,
they knew she ain't know.
First
yep.
of all, I would have had an issue with my friend that knew and didn't think that it was okay to come tell me because you're my friend.
Right. And y'all know, it's you see what I'm saying? Like, as much as I'm the grit, like, I really got my name technically and I just roll with it. Like, I told a story when I had an interview one time on the radio about how I got my name. And it was just on some humbug shit. But then I rock with it because it's like I really am like borderline bipolar, whatever. So I have an alter ego. But then it's like these motherfuckers sit in your, they sit in your fucking face. They supposed to be your friends. And then they act like whatever. My feelings is really fucking hurt. So I'm really like a sensitive thug. Like I'll beat your ass out while I'm crying. You get what I'm saying? That shit hurt me to my soul. And I don't even know if it was more so about the friendship part. Or about whatever, but that shit hurt me to my soul. Like, I cried and went to sleep like a baby. Like, the only thing that made me go to sleep that day when I was off. Yeah, I cried.
Man,
and
Ma,
like,
we be back.
Neck.
This shit crazy and messy.
I get the job done, 99 problems and not one. Claimed she was gonna check me, but the boss I gave her was undone. Got real hands, that's real facts. Don't come around me if you game lack. Super friendly, but don't get it twisted, cause I got a shooter on impact. Oh, you don't know about me? You better learn about me. Your best friend, my yes man, she can't live without me. You ran another scheme, I want some other things. I'm tryna get to Millie, yo, my running team. Niggas be mad cause I'm taking their places. Collecting the bag and I'm chasing the faces. You chasing the faces, now that's just the basis. I'ma go hard till I'm one of the greatest. They mad that I'm winning, and I'm just chilling. Give them a taste of the past, you know you miss it. I'm too late to function, you can't tell me nothing. My recipe for themselves, I don't need no introduction. I'm too late to function, you can't. Mama, yeah.
Been 5 years, I ain't give up yet. I'm a kid in the game, but I'm an MC back. Made an MC sweat. Wanna make a bet? I'ma fly higher than the New York Jets. They think that I gave up. For Supreme, I'm way up. In love with the Franklins. Run me my paper. I don't see competition in the number one position. You're not digging none. Guess
twisted they fun to be at the bottom, but you looking dumb. Don't worry about me, I shine bright like the sun. My road, what's good? My street, my hood. They wanna be at the top, they wish they could. I'm too lit to function, you can't tell me nothing. My recipe for themselves, I don't need no introduction. I'm too lit to function, you can't tell me nothing. My recipe for themselves, I don't need no introduction. For me, mama, 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 mama. Oh, mama, 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 mama. Yeah, chasing the bag, well, you know I'm the illest. I ain't go around killers, you know what the deal is. I got all that heat to put you in your fillers. No special treatment, I treat you the weakest. About time that you let me leave you, cry speechless. Wiping niggas out all over the region. I make moves that you wanna make. Dr. Omara, please operate. Wanted the baddie, I gave you a baddie. Wanted to pull up, I gave you a natty. No, I ain't from Compton, but stay with the khakis. Sleeping in the woods, I lay Drake from the grassy. Run in the band, bet them diamonds dance. They wanna sit with my crew? Not a chance. I'm too lit to function, you can't tell me nothing. My recipe for themselves, I don't need no introduction. I'm too lit to function, you can't tell me nothing. My recipe for themselves, I don't need no introduction. For me, mama, 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 mama. Oh, mama, 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 yeah.
Yeah, you are not tuned in to the Stage Radio Show, rocking with my man Beastie. From 9 to 11, 646-787-8054. It's the fourth letter, who do it better?
What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Niecy from WTW. Call in, bitches.
Hey, what it do is Stats 130, count up, repping Westside Fayetteville. You rocking with the Stage Radio, man. Fuck with it, gang, gang.
You're tuned into the Stage Radio.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We talking about people not knowing how to mind a business that pays. Gretchen, the building, Diva in the building, my boo baby. Whole lot been going on the last hour. Oh, God. Mind the business that pay you. That shit blew my mind. I had to go to a song. I couldn't.
Right.
Damn. I feel bad for you, Gretch. For real,
me
for real.
Me too, bro, because I probably would have, like, I don't know what I would have done. I would have felt the same way she did because that hurts, to, and especially if you know that you have a close relationship. Well, you thought the relationship you had was supposed to be that close, and then it kind of puts a dagger in you to make you feel like it, your relationship wasn't as close as you thought it was.
Yeah.
That's some sour apple shit.
Yeah. Granny Smith.
Hell yeah.
I'm talking straight, Granny Smith.
Fucking hold.
That is some...
Hold up, wait on me.
But I'm
sorry,
though.
The more the story is, ain't nobody your friend like you, your own friend. As long as you goddamn love yourself, that's all that matters. Fuck all these other motherfuckers. I'll shoot y'all. I'll beat y'all up. I can do all that shit as much as I want to do, but it ain't proving no motherfucking point. The more of the story is, mind your fucking business. Don't mind mine. Be a real motherfucking friend, or goddamn just don't be one at all. Or goddamn just go ahead and, like Beastie say, kill your fucking self. No disclaimer.
Then,
straight disrespectful.
Then,
like the fuck?
Then, you got motherfuckers that say, oh, I ain't want to tell you because I ain't want you to be hurt.
Oh,
but you my friend.
It, thank you. It's a starting to you, my friend. It's starting that shit with me, BC. Like, how the fuck you gonna start it with that? Like, I didn't want to tell you. Oh, I thought you already knew. How the fuck did you thought I knew if you didn't tell me? I've been in fucking Delaware for fucking 3 fucking years, my nigga. How the fuck did you think I knew if y'all didn't tell me? The fuck?
Right, Gretch. Right.
It's not like Gretch, you
way up there. The business way down here. How she knew? Come on, son.
How the fuck I'm supposed to fucking know? I mean, I respect, like, and then, like, just to add the fucking insult to injury, which technically is not because I respected him so much more. One of my brothers, and I'm going to say, all I'm going to say is he got the same last name as me, not my biological brother. Motherfucker didn't call me, didn't inform me, but when I called him, did you know about this shit? Instantly. Went into, yeah, I did, but let me tell you, I respect that more. Don't come for me, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you gonna come tell me, but I don't know how I'm gonna tell you, sis. I ain't know, but let me, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bitch, I'll smack you in your fucking face. Y'all got me fucked up. But when I call you, like, if I call you and I'm asking you because somebody else has told me, I respect you not telling me more than you trying to call me and tell me, I don't know how to tell you this type of shit. Oh, well, how am I going to tell you? Oh, well, I didn't know. Well, this is what the fuck happened. Oh, so you going to tell me a nigga that I've been dealing with since motherfucking 2009, but you thought I fucking knew. Who the fuck was supposed to tell me? Who the fuck was supposed to tell me? Mind your business. Just stay out the business. Just don't say shit.
I thought you knew. You knew I didn't know. You knew. Mind your business.
Right.
It's not hard, man. Again, it's free to mind your business. That becomes expensive when you don't. For real. Mind your fucking business.
It becomes expensive when you don't mind your business. That's a fact.
Yes. Yo, I'm telling you, you got to watch out for your friends, man. Your friends. I'm with Gretch. It's hard to tell. I had a conversation with Nikki today about the sis and the bro shit. And it's hard to call these people your family or your homie because they behind your back talking shit about you. Sometimes.
I put up a post about that, and a couple of people got in their feelings. They were real sour apple bitter about my post because I said, y'all use that word sis way too loosely. Don't ever call me your sis. And you sitting up with somebody else talking about me with them when you could have came to me if you had an issue with me and said something to me, because that's how sisters and brothers, they supposed to do that. If I see you out here and you wrong and I can't come to you and talk to you, you're not my sister and you're not my brother, period. If we can't talk about it, get over it, and be cool, we're not friends, we're not brothers, we're not sisters, period. Don't sit up and talk about me with the next person when you know you could have easily came to me and said, hey, listen, I see you falling off the deep end. I see you got this issue going on. I see you doing a little bit too much. Let me
you got
tell
10
you
friends? Only two of them is your friend. The other eight?
That's why I have
fucked
the
up.
Utmost, that's why I have the utmost respect for Nikki, because when ever I'm on there doing way too much, nobody calls me but Nikki. Nikki will call me and say, are you finished?
Right.
Now take it down. Sometimes I'd be like, I'm not going to take it down, Nikki. I said what I said and I meant what I said and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yo, we got this song called Better.
Fact.
On my own. And this is song right now I'm playing it because it's not about no relationship. It is about a relationship because a friendship is a relationship. So this song is like this. Sometimes boring by yourself is better than a headache. Let's shoot out to Canada, man. Sometimes you better off on your own, man. Sometimes we be back. It's the stage.
What do y'all think makes people not mind their business? Is it boredom? What makes people not mind their business? I mean, think, because we don't know. We don't know.
Boredom,
what makes people
lack
not
of productivity.
Mind their fucking
they fucking deceitful. They depressed because they ain't got shit else to do. They ain't got shit going on in their motherfucking lives, so they like to mimic to everybody else's life. That's my answer.
Wanting to be a part of some shit and don't want to miss no shit. Don't want to miss no chance.
I'm
gonna tell you, that's what it used to be for me. Like when people used to post these statuses, and everybody and their mama and the whole ville was on these posts, and I wasn't friends with these people, so I couldn't see the post. And you know how certain people would say, tag me to it because I ain't see it? I used to be one of them, tag me to it, because I wasn't friends with them. I had to start realizing I'm not friends with these people for a reason, because of the certain types of lifestyle that they live. And I don't really know these people for real. So it's not, because I used to be one of those, tag me, I want to see, tag me so I can laugh, tag me so I can read the comments. Hell nah. I had to start realizing, girl, that shit ain't your business, and you look dumb as the rest of these motherfuckers out here talking about tag me head ass so I can see some shit head ass. No. Sit your wannabe and everything
tag
ass down. Find the fucking business that pays you.
Mind the
I
business
used to be
that pays
you. Tag me. Send me the video. I got enough of that send me the video shit. I want to see the video, too. I don't want to see no more of them disgusting-ass videos.
Now, is there... Okay, before we get into that, Nikki, what do you think make people not mind their business?
Man, fuck up. Okay. Man, fuck all this bullshit. Like,
Hold on, Gretch.
I'm sorry.
What you saying, Nikki?
My bad.
I think it's a false sense of entitlement.
A false sense of entitlement? Make people not mind their business?
Yep. Because you are familiar, or people think they hang around you, or they've been around you, or they've seen you here and there. Whatever you got going on, they could say something about. People don't realize that there's a place, and they need to be put in it from time to time.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Just because you see me don't mean we're cool.
That's a fact.
Come on. You better say less, cousin. Come on.
Okay, now, if you say, tag me in the post, you know, somebody getting their ass whipped.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, tag me in the video. Are you being nosy? Are you not minding your business, or are you just being nosy?
You being
okay,
nosy
and
you not minding the business. Don't raise you.
Then both of them. Nah.
Then isn't it different?
Diva, you are not allowed to be loud. Let him finish his question because you, come on.
Yes,
go ahead, cuz. Finish the question.
Hold on 1 second again. Then is it a different, okay. Here's the question. If you ask somebody to send you their video because someone getting their ass whipped, are you not minding your business or being nosy? And is there a difference between being nosy and not minding your business?
Yes, sir. So let me answer.
There's a difference?
Let me answer. Okay. There's levels. So if my people, something has happened and I didn't get to see it. I mean, my inner court, if I consider you family, you sis, my brother, whatever, and I didn't see it, you can't send it to me in private, tag me, because I'm going to be disrespectful publicly because I'm here to represent my people.
Right.
That's the first
one. That's what said about the stage radio.
Right. That's the tag.
Okay.
That's the first tag. The next tag me is when the friend of a friend, that's the false sense of entitlement. You know, on Facebook it says who can see your post, whatever. Who can see your post, who can see whatever, friends or friends of friends. It's the friends of friends that's nosy. They just want to see it. They're not going to say nothing about it. They just want to see it.
Right.
And then there's not minding your business. That's the friend of a friend that has the audacity to put their two cents in. Because everybody has some nosy in them. What is it? Did you see it? This, that, and the third. But when you cross the line to not minding your business is when you felt comfortable enough to pull up in the comments.
whether it was a high five or not.
I can get that. I can get that. I just said it was me not minding my business. Because I used to do that. Tag me. I want to see. Or send it to me. I want to see it. Most of the time it wouldn't be a fight video. It just be something that they showing. That's why I said I got enough of that because some of them were some nasty-ass videos. So I got enough of saying I want to see. Nah, I don't want to see that shit. What y'all send it, I don't want to see it. I don't even want to hear about it.
That's nosy.
I done got enough of being nosy.
I'm nosy.
Talk to Gretch. What you think, Gretch?
At this point, I don't even know what the fucking question is because I got a lot of shit to say. Like I said, like y'all already know, when I talk, when I'm on the radio, I give, like I don't have to do that. I could be motherfucking completely oblivious to whatever the fuck everybody's talking about. But I'm pretty much translucent. I put names out there. I speak on my own fucking shit. Let motherfuckers know. I'm not worried about who the fuck nobody going back and forth talking to nobody. Y'all going to say, shit, we motherfucking all over the fucking world. We're global. You get what I'm saying? On the stage radio. You can go and play your shit back. Yeah. The Gret said fucking Ski's name. The Gret said fucking Maddox's name. The Gret said Drew's name. Nikki, BC, whoever the fuck else. I said their name. I have no problem with that. Because I stand behind mine. At the end of the day, my problem is when it comes down to these motherfuckers that always got some shit to say about the next motherfucker when they doing the same fucking shit. That's my thing.
Right.
You're sitting up here you want to sit up here and talk about how you're goddamn not doing this and you got a problem with something and then you're doing the same fucking shit. Like, make that shit make sense to me. You're doing the same shit you're talking about. Right. You're doing the same exact shit you're fucking talking about. That shit pisses me the fuck off. So what are we even fucking having a conversation for when it's the topic that you brought the fuck up? Then that makes me mad. Then I'm angry. Then it's a problem when I start motherfucking busting in the fucking air and motherfucking goddamn punching bitches in the face. Then it's a problem. Because I'm really about that life. Like, but I don't have to prove that shit to nobody. I'm real life. Like, live your real life. Don't talk about the next motherfucker that you doing the same shit. That's my only thing. That's all I got to say about that.
All right,
and I'll leave it at that.
Nosy?
And y'all can figure out names.
Are you?
And who the fuck talking about?
Are
no,
you?
You're nosy. You're nosy, and you're minding everybody else's business. You feel obligated. You privileged. You feel like you goddamn got to, like, bitch, mind your own fucking business. You're nosy as fuck, and you in everybody's business because you fucking miserable as fuck about your own fucking life. Period. That's what I got to say.
Okay.
You both of them, all of them.
Are
you like that lady on the Living Color that used to be staring out the window playing her fucking guitar.
Okay, are you nosy if you take, if I say, if Diva, somebody made some Rasta pasta, and I said, damn, and they making it with the construction. And I say, damn, Diva tagged me in that. Am I being nosy? Or am I just interested?
That's a difference because I tagged you.
There's a difference.
No, I asked you to tag me.
So
Diva
want to know.
Okay.
Huh?
Nikki friend. Shit, what is it? Shania? Shout out to Shania. She drops a lot of funny shit on Facebook. Funny shit. And I say, Nikki, tag me in it. Am I being nosy? Am I being interested? Or I just want to laugh. I don't know.
It's a difference.
You just want to laugh. That's a difference. If she's dropping funny stuff and you want to laugh too, that's a difference. Because you just want to laugh. Like, it's a funny meme. Like, me and Nikki share funny videos on TikTok all the time. And sometimes I won't see Nikki's video till 3 or 4 days later. And it be funny as shit. Like, because we be looking at funny videos. That's not being nosy. That's just wanting to laugh.
That's different.
So it's a difference.
That's different. That's stuff that's put out to be shared and to be commented on. And then there's stuff that just happened to get put out. Mind your business. That was a happenstance.
That's a fact.
So if I if I say two words, tag me, and it got something to do with food.
Okay,
we
all family, right? We all family,
yeah.
Right? On this air. Okay, so I got somebody that he's listening and he want to speak.
Okay, let him speak.
He wants to voice his opinion. Do y'all mind?
Talk your shit. No, let him
talk
his shit.
Go ahead. What's your family? So I feel as
what
though
up?
Like what up? So I feel like it's you feel as though like there's a point that you feel that you think is right, but it ain't right in other people's eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like you speaking on shit where it's just like, okay, yeah, you feel as though you're right, but you really ain't right. And it sounds crazy. It really do sound crazy from the outside looking in.
I don't even know what he's talking about. I'm just
no, real shit.
I don't know what the fuck he got going on. Anyway, so let's go back. Okay. Never mind. Sorry, guys. My bad. Okay, we all
need
like, just let him live.
Chase
is
the
point.
Chase
is
the
point.
Oh, my God.
You was the one.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought he was ready, y'all. I thought he was ready.
No.
You was the one that was
that's a point proven right there. He tried to get in my business. He did not
doing
know
that
you
mind your business. Exactly.
And did not
you
know what the hell
nothing else happened at
about
that point. It's mind your fucking business
hell
if
no.
You're not ready.
Nigga,
he
all this
did
shit
not mind his business.
He jumped in. I'm
oh.
All this shit
right.
My business.
Right.
All this shit my business.
All he had to do.
All of
he said,
all he had to say was one thing. He was making sense when he was talking behind me, but then when he got on air, he lost his fucking life.
Yeah, I had to talk to him.
No, Nikki, what's that song? Look, what's that song we play on? No, what's that song we play on? What the fuck is you talking about?
What's
the Malcolm X rap song? No, right, yeah. That's the song we need to play for him when he starts talking.
Love.
All right, buddy, your heart was in the right place. Like some people who don't mind their business.
Right.
They have good intentions. However, shut your eyes up.
All he had to do was mind his business. But he wanted to get in Gretch's conversation. He seen Gretch having a good time expressing herself. So he said, let me jump in here. Did not know what the hell he was talking about. But he wanted to get in. This is what you call mind your fucking business. People don't understand. You don't have to jump in everything. He could have just sat back and enjoyed the show with the Gretch. Sat there at the kitchen table, the bed, wherever they sitting at, on the porch, wherever they sitting at, the car, and just enjoy the show. No, he decided not to mind his
that's
business.
Bad.
He wanted to get in Gretch's business. You see? So how simple that was. Look at God working. He's giving us examples. Look at God. Giving us examples of how people don't mind their business. Jesus Christ.
It's all right, buddy.
There's all right. Butter biscuits. It's all right. Shout out to CJ. Shout out to CJ. It's all right. Yes, sir. Oh, my God. Catch us at the beginning of the topic, bro, so you can enjoy it. You know, enjoying it. But when you're in the middle, you can't jump in the middle. That, yo, people do that shit all the time. We'll walk in the room and jump in the middle of your conversation.
That's how they do.
Don't know what the fuck going on, but they will jump, walk in the room. Oh, yeah, I heard that. You heard what? I don't know what the fuck going on. Mind your business. It's not hard, yo. It's not hard. It's free. But it can become expensive if you don't. It is free. Yes, sir, man. I'm telling you. I don't know. I'm going to try to lighten the mood with this. With goodbye. Because that was a goodbye song. Woman. Come back. Back to back.
I want to hear goodbye, but I also want to hear that. What's the other one?
Bye,
you are.
I don't know what that is.
You mean about that?
Well, back to back. Ray Taylor.
Goodbye.
That's how we give it up. Let go. This is the stage.
¿De qué tú estás hablando? La verdad ya me tienes harto. Yo creo que ya es mejor que nosotros nos vayamos a nuestro propio camino. Yo creo que es tiempo que digamos adiós.
Well, it could be anything you want it to. Or you don't cry shoulder. Well, I guess I'm the one to play victim to a goodbye, goodbye, babe. I ain't got nothing else to say to you. Goodbye, goodbye, babe. And I ain't got nothing else to say. Can't believe it came to this, you don't need me. Everywhere I go, I think of you, I change the scenery. Used to be my ride or die, you ducking when you see me. Guess you moved on, guess I moved too. Some real fortune, stars in the moon. You left me with no option, what the hell I'm supposed to do? But I got a place where the self isn't healthy. Got a sick place for the self and the weed. Yeah. See, it's a bigger problem. You say you done, but I ain't, I gotta solve them. You say the one I say, the ain't, I gotta find her. Oh, where she at, though? I need to find her. Wait. See, it's a bigger problem. You say you done, but I ain't, I gotta solve them. You say the one I say, the ain't, I gotta find her. Oh, where she at, though? I need to find her. Yeah. Oh, you saying that it's over? Well, it could be anything you want it to. Oh, you done crying shoulder. Well, I guess I'm the one to play victim to a goodbye, goodbye, babe. I ain't got nothing else to say to you. Goodbye, goodbye, babe. And I ain't got nothing else to say to you.
Oh no, yeah. Es tiempo de decir adiós. Dice, oh no, yeah. No vuelve a jugar con mi corazón. Dice, yo le entregué todo a ella. Para que al final solo se ponga a jugar. Consecuencia cuando uno se enamora, yeah. Esa es la triste realidad. Pero yo ya no la amo. Poco a poco la estoy olvidando. De mi mente la estoy borrando. Como algo que nunca había pasado. Y dice, pero yo ya no la amo. Poco a poco la estoy olvidando. De mi mente la estoy borrando. Como algo que nunca había pasado. Yeah.
Are you saying that it's over? Well, it could be anything you want it to. Or you done crying shoulder. Well, I guess I'm the one to play victim to a goodbye, goodbye, babe. I ain't got nothing else to say to you. Goodbye, goodbye, babe. And I ain't got nothing else to say to you.
Goodbye, goodbye, babe.
You already know who it is, man. It's your boy BZB, and I'm rocking with Beastie, Sonny the Star.
For the hate they can't reach us. For the hate they can't reach us. Yeah, Fred Black, Hip Hop Cinema in the building. Tune into the stage radio. You already know. Let's get it.
The cool, show me that.
Talk of the game, I got your back. Best star you are. lifestyle you are. Check my club, this different fabric. Oh, I know that I'm with static. Nah, I might let them have it. Get rich for my coins like rabbits. I am your witness, I know you want me, give you these drugs. I am your witness, I know you want me to just be slow. From bus road, I'm savage. Oh, gutter's baggage. You hustling like an average. Ay, my shawty super lavish. What is gon' take to get you to hit notes like it's Pro Tools? No one is reffing the game, but look, baby, I'm coach you. You're cooler than cool, you show me that. You're cooler than cool, you show me that. You talk a good game, I got your back. First time you are, you are, you are. First time you are, you are. Yeah, I heard you like them Taylors, and you heard we got vapors, yeah. And you thinking about taking some. You say you wanna ride on the stars and the moon. Got a spaceship that fits too like a coupe. We can do whatever that you want, it's on you. Just waiting on the word, won't you drop a couple clues? What's up? What's now hold on, hold on. Hey, baby, simmer down for a second. Don't you open up your hands, catch a blessing. Baby, you a baddie, but you got good intentions. Nah, 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 slow down. Before you get ahead of your actions, you gon' hand them people yeah, asking questions. And I ain't got time for the stress, for the stress. You're cooler than cool, you show me that. You talk a good game, I got your back. First time you are, you are. First time you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This show was dedicated to people that don't mind their business.
Hey, little Melvie. This one's for you.
Mind your business, man. It's not hard, yo. You can't be that bored. You can't be that depressed that you gotta make somebody else, oh, you ain't know. Nigga, you know I ain't know. You can't be that depressed that you can depress somebody. You can't be that depressed. Well, you want to depress somebody, it needs to be love company, I guess. I guess.
And the number one, the number one is when somebody dies, stop asking how people die. That is so disrespectful.
That's, you know what I can't stand? When you go to somebody's page and they got their homeboy, their homegirl in the casket. Stop putting that shit on Facebook, man. Scaring folks.
Yes.
Scaring folks. Nobody wants that shit. Stop doing that. Come on, man. And then the family probably didn't want these pictures up. Look at you again. Not minding your business.
Not minding your
business. Family didn't approve of this shit. Now they ready to bust your head open. Why? Because you didn't mind your business. You wanted to put pictures up because you was there.
Ooh, Lord.
You was that little June bug. But not little June bug. Please, Lord, don't let him kill this little Jumbo. He was at somebody's funeral. And you decide you want to take pictures to prove that you was there. I was out here. Not minding your business. Mind your business.
I done already gave my kids brief instructions on what to do. Brief instructions.
Mind your business. It's not hard. What time is it, Nick? 10:38. It's not hard to do, man. Just mind your business. Show. Oh my God. Gonna try to lighten the mood again. Gonna play this "If You Like" by Toy. Shout out to Toy Working. About to be on that Claim Your Crown. I see you out there, Toy, doing what you do. Shout out to her. We'll be back. It's the stage. Sonny,
yeah,
don't get back.
Do I do it soft?
Yeah, just how you was gonna do it. It's beautiful like that. Yeah. If you like, we can smoke, we can drink, we can ride. Let the windows down, enjoy the city life. It's a full moon, we can get wild, or we can be quiet. And she like, starting to drink something to smoke on. Yeah. Call me back once you get your clothes on. I'm trying to see your face. Pull up. Mm. Yeah. You know I'm back with shotter. What? Roll up. Yeah. I've been dreaming about you all damn day. Wait a second, I done stole third base. And I'm on my way home. Pull up, on my way home. And I'm back with shotter. If you like, we can smoke, we can drink, we can ride. Let the windows down, enjoy the city life. It's a full moon, we can get wild, or we can be quiet. And she like, you know I hate being alone. But out of wedding I can put a ring on your phone. Yeah. I hope you pick up. Oh. If you sleep, get up. I'm trying to set the city up. Yeah. Whoa. Hey. I've been dreaming about you all damn day. Let's take a trip like I forgot the time I left. Let's take a trip. You know I'm fucking with the shawty. Yeah. What up? Yeah. And I'm bad with a shawty. It's real life. We can smoke, we can drink, we can ride. Let the windows down, enjoy the city life. It's a full moon, we can get wild, or we can be quiet. And she like,
yes, sir. Shout out to Son of the Star doing big things. Whoever Son of the Star at. Shout out to Son of the Star. I need them new records, Sonny. Send me them records. Yes, sir. Shout out to Tony doing her thing.
Yes, that's my
yes,
girl.
Sir. Shout out to Diva. Diva got a birthday coming up. Somebody got a boy's day.
It's a boy's day.
Next week.
Somebody got a boy's day coming up. What you doing for your boy's day?
9 times out of 10, working. So I'll be at work, which I don't mind because I'll be making money. So that's all I ever do with my life now these days is work and mind the business that pays me. So that's why we people be like, did you hear about? I'd be like, nah, it ain't my business. Because it ain't. I generally and genuinely don't give a fuck about nobody's business. So.
Diva says she used to care.
I used to care. I'm going to tell you. Getting thrown under the bus in a situation that you completely had nothing to do with will teach you to mind your fucking business firsthand.
Oh, yes, it will. I promise you.
It'll
make you not want to care no more.
That's a fact. When you had nothing to do with the situation and you get thrown under the bus of a situation you wasn't even there for or had nothing to do with, that's when you start learning to mind your fucking business. So, yeah, I used to be one to be wanting to know everything that went on. I don't give a fuck about what the fuck you do, Sarah do, Jane do, Billy do, Bob do. It ain't my motherfucking business because it ain't paying my bills or feeding my kids. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. After this Levi, I don't care no more. Shout out to Levi. I want to ask the question. If you call your friend and they tell you, oh, I didn't want to say nothing, are they not your friend because they were minding their business? We'll be back. Levi, this is Joe.
All these people that be judging me for my past, one thing I gotta let you know is,
I don't care anymore.
Facts.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. Mine is stuck on my dough. I don't switch up on my niggas, but we'll switch up the flow.
I don't care.
But bitch say she don't like me. Money is my kids and that pistol is my wifey. These niggas hate behind my back, but swear they love me. And they don't know none of the facts the way they judge me. Levy this, Levy that, but it's a fact that Levy strapped. And it's a fact that he lived in the trenches and stayed in the trap. Plus, all the years of trapping, never been a rat. Now I gotta keep it true, I done fucked up some packs. Blackie and Bob Digi, they put me on some racks. And when I die, my soul gon' relax, cause I don't care anymore. Yeah, I know what I gotta do in life, so I don't care what a nigga think, what I got going on. Hate or love me, nigga, I don't care anymore. Till death mafia. I don't care. I don't care what these unsolid niggas do and how they portray my character. It's nothing true. Can't never fuck up my day. Don't give a fuck what you say. Can't never fuck up my day. Don't give a fuck what you say. My nigga, they know it's up, but these haters, they say I'm down. Till death is long live the king, cause bitch, I still wear the crown. Man, I went through so much shit. Dog, my life is crazy. Father died, my brother killed himself, feeling like the baby. Man, rest in peace to Twister. On God, I miss you. My bro, you was my witness when I started my mission. Sometimes I feel like my soul ain't dead no more, and when they question me about bullshit, I don't care no more. I don't care anymore. Man, I don't care no more. I say to myself, if a nigga gonna be a fuck nigga, I don't care no more. I know I ain't, you know what I mean? I don't care. Say what I don't care, you make it stronger. I don't care. So I don't give a fuck anymore. So I don't care anymore. Nah, nigga. It's 2021 and up, nigga. Anything after 2020, I don't care anymore.
That boy bipolar, so bipolar.
So what y'all got on my question? Your friend. This supposed to be your friend. But your friend was minding their business. I'm not getting to nobody's business. Then you call your friend like, you knew? And they were like, yeah, I didn't want to tell you. How do you flip on your friend though? Well, they were just minding their business. It all depends.
It depends on.
Hey, you making it seem like it's a time and place to mind your business.
You should always mind your business. However, when I say it depends, if you are caught in between your friend and either your other friend or your family member, they should already know that you're going to mind your business. Y'all don't put me in nothing, I'm minding my business. That's like if a cousin or a brother want to date a friend, if y'all do it anyway, I don't want to know nothing about it. Don't call me asking me what he doing. Don't ask me what she doing. That's when you should mind your business. But if it's not that case, your loyalty should always be with your person. If I find something that's going to hurt my friend, my sister, my homie, I should be obligated to let you know that so you don't walk into nothing.
But that's not minding your business. It's still technically not minding your business.
It's technically not minding your business. You're absolutely right. That's why I just said it depends. It depends because to hold mine down, I'm probably not going to mind my business. If I'm not holding you down, I don't consider you one of mine. I'm minding my business. I'm a tag me in type of person. I'm going to mind my business as long as you got it. You got it. It was not for me to say.
But, it shouldn't be levels to it. It should be just...
It's not
your business.
But people make it not like that. If she make a post and somebody jump in not minding their business, she can handle that. But now if their people get on and nobody, now it's a couple of people not minding their business, guess where I'm going? I'm going to not mind my business too because this is not what you're going to do.
So if they jump off the bridge, you're going to do what they don't?
No, that's something totally different. I'm helping to defend someone. I'm not trying to jump off a bridge.
Not minding you, because if you do what everybody else does,
why can't you be the one person? I'm not going
to
let my people get jumped, basically. Mind your business. This post wasn't for you, about you, or nothing. Bye. Scoot on.
I see a lot of posts like that on Facebook. Where somebody, I guess, quote unquote, defending, and then they get blazed. I've seen posts on Facebook where somebody, quote unquote, defending somebody get blazed, and the person that they defending don't even respond.
Yep. Not your person.
Mind your business. There's no limit. So
I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a, ooh, and that eats me up because, like, how they defending you and you not even standing up for yourself, but then again, that person should have what? Minded their business.
Mind your business. Mind your business. It's not hard, yo. There's no limit. There's no, just mind your business. It's like, I guess, when is it cool to lie?
It's a such
you teach your kids all their life.
lying ain't cool. All your life, all their life, you teach your kid, but this grown-ups out here lying like a mother. But you tell your kids, I'll pop you in your mouth if you lie. But then you pick up the phone and go lie.
That sounds about right.
Like, there's no limit. It's either don't do it or do it. There's no limit to it. There's it's not circumstantial. Just mind your business.
It's circumstantial because they feel entitled to it.
I guess.
Entitled to it.
I guess, people.
I don't know, I don't know. I've been so far into minding my business that, because you remember, BC, we had this conversation the other day. I was like, there's no way that I'm in the state that I'm in and I can still be getting calls about stuff that happened in Fayetteville. I don't really care. Even if I was I still wouldn't care. Like, and I have to tell them, yo, I don't care unless you finna cash at me or Walmart to Walmart me, Venmo me or Zelle me or even Apple Pay me now, bro. I don't care.
Yo, I tell you, it might have been if you talking about what I think you're talking about. Assuming it might have been the person whose business it was that was telling me. Now, for you to take it somewhere else is different.
In general, I should not be in another state hearing about what goes on in Fayetteville. It's not my people. If it's not my close people. If it has nothing to do with the Stage Radio, or my kids that are still in Fayetteville, or my family that is still in Fayetteville, or my brothers and sisters, then I don't care. And even if it's their business, my brothers and sisters, they're grown as fuck. If it's not harming them or it's not going to cause any harm to my family, I don't care. Because I'm not calling home with what's going on here. I'm not calling home with every little trivial thing of what's going on here. It's not harming me, so I'm okay. Sometimes we have to learn how to not be so open to want to discuss everything if it's not putting us in harm's way.
Say that. Not putting you in harm's way. It's mind your business.
That's a fact. And then
it's
I say that, and people say you sound so harsh. People say you sound so harsh. I'm not saying that I don't care about you. I'm just saying that I don't care to hear what's going on if it's not harming you. If it's good news, congratulations. I applaud that because I want to see people win. I applaud that. But if it's not harming you and it's not detrimental to anybody, to you or anybody around you, then I really and truly don't care.
Motherfuckers don't call you with good news. They only call you with bad news.
Man, okay, tell me something good. We're not promised the next second, bruh. So don't waste any seconds with negativity. You know what I'm saying? Just like people could say what they want and throw shots all they want. But if you're not directing it, it's not respected. And don't bring any negative around it. It'll go so far over my head. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Yeah, I got a phone call from my bro Showtime. Shout out to Showtime. Showtime called me because I wasn't there. And told me he came in first place in a music competition. Shout out to Showtime for coming in first place for that. That's what I like people to call me and tell me. Word? Yeah, so shout out to Showtime. Big things happened this weekend. That was one of them.
Yo, Diva in the building. WTW tomorrow. Mind Your Business was a topic. Mind Your Business should be the anthem. I don't know what the ladies got going on with y'all tomorrow, but Diva, good job. We be back tomorrow.
See y'all tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night.
Do they want the light? I think they want the lamb. I'm trying to be like Jesus with everything that I am. I think they want the light, or do they want the lamb? If you ain't got a mean, you don't think that you understand. I think they want the light, or do they want the lamb? Do they want the light? Do they want the lamb?
Do
they want the light?
Grind and throw hands for it.
Yeah.
If they in my face, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
Don't chart with the boys, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
Everything that I got, God gave me.
Yeah.
Can't have my cookies, God made these.
Yeah.
If I die for it, let you come and take these.
Yeah.
If I love my joy, faith.